You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Power Cat Podcast, GoPowerCat.com's Kansas State Athletics Show. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from the GPC studios, here's your host, GoPowerCat publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
It's the overtime! Welcome to Friday. It's been a week. I feel like a little kid at Christmas. We got recruiting coming. We've had some big news. We got more news on the horizon. I'm just excited.
Hell yeah.
It's weird having good recruiting at Kansas State, but we're not going to discuss that on this podcast because it's the overtime. And we know what we talk about? We talk about crap. Crap you ask us and we answer. It's Tim Fitzgerald, Zach Carlson, Cole Carm, a D, and Ryan Gilbert here in the GPC studio. And the overtime is, it's like Frankenstein's monster.
It's alive.
It wasn't intended, but here we go. The doc pieced together this monstrosity of a thing, and now we just do it every week.
What was the name of the doctor? Do you know?
Frankenstein.
Dr. J, 54.
Do you know what his first name was?
Ralph.
No. Dr. Victor Frankenstein.
Victor Frankenstein.
I had to read that book twice.
I don't know what that
was. That was a little too British.
I don't know what it was. It started German and ended up British. It's almost like how World War II turned out. Left field. Hey, seriously, we're sponsored by two great places. I'm going to mention them right now. Lucha and Saloon.
Yes.
Lucha and Saloon. Taco Lucha and So Long Saloon right there at the corner of 12th and Morrow in Aggieville. It's home base for every K-State alum. With respect shown to other places around town where you might enjoy. But when you're coming to town and you're kind of in that 30-plus age bracket, you're going to Lucha or Saloon. Period.
I can't wait for Saloon to stick.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever catch on.
It's like the Aggie.
The Aggie, or like when I tried to call it Fort Snyder, and then nobody, it never, ever caught on. And yet some list said.
Was that Big Game Boomer that called it Fort Snyder?
Yeah, I'm like, everyone, no one's called it that. Like, oh, I have. Full.
That sounds like Fitz's Big Game Boomer over here. Oh,
I
have.
To me, I liked it. I liked it a lot. The whole stadium is built around a fort. That's what they, there's that great thing. They used it one season, I think, from. What, the prison movie with Robert Redford?
Take a look at a castle, any castle. Now break down the key elements that make it a castle. They haven't changed in 1,000 years. One, location. A site on high ground that commands the territory as far as the eye can see. Two, protection, big walls. Walls strong enough to withstand a frontal attack. Three, a garrison. Men who are trained and willing to kill. Four, a flag. You tell your men, you're soldiers and that's our flag. You tell them nobody takes our flag.
One step forward. Oh.
Then you raise that flag so it flies high where everyone can see it. Now, you've got yourself a castle.
Anyhow, that just went down a rabbit hole.
Have you guys
even the rabbit left that hole. What? Go ahead.
You seen the new TikTok, not TikTok, Twitter trend with, you know, she's a 10, but.
No, it's on TikTok.
It's on TikTok, too.
No, that's a TikTok
Barstool
trend.
K-State tweeted out, she's a 10, but she doesn't eat Lucha on a weekly basis.
Still a 10.
No, you're a 4 at that point.
If she doesn't eat Lucha on a weekly basis?
Does not.
I don't trust her.
It's a deal breaker.
I don't trust her.
Me neither.
Maybe she has stomach issues like me. After eating Lucha.
I got news for you. If she farts a lot or has explosive diarrhea, she's not a 10.
Her name is Daphne then.
Yes. And she's still a 10. She's a 10 because dogs fart. That's just what they do. This is what we do with this podcast. It's stupid. Anyhow, get into Lucha and Saloon. Do it. I can't believe I just call it that. One mistake, and here I am.
I mean, that's what happened to West Loop Westport.
I know.
The other sponsor.
I know. I just can't get things straight. Speaking of straight, here's Cole Carmody.
So Fitz started the podcast with a bunch of crap. So sticking with that trend, from Wildcat Will 41, how did the Kansas AM qualifier go for Zach?
I described this yesterday to the group chat.
You will not make this putt, you jackass.
It's one of those post-game press conferences where there's no opening statement, and you just say, we're going to start with questions. It was bad. Had some doubles that I shouldn't have had. Took a quad on a hole for the first time in the longest time I can remember. And
the price is wrong, bitch.
I started well. Started even first three holes, but it fell apart quickly.
How many golf balls did you lose? Let's be honest.
That's a good measurement. Right,
yes, it is. Real listeners that play golf know if you don't lose golf balls, it's a success.
If you can lose balls and still score. I mean, I still have that mentality where you can lose a ball, you can still at least save a bogey. And sometimes if you put your tee shot into the junk at the right place, you can drop, hit your third close, and still have a shot at par. So
that's a famous quote, by the way.
Yeah, that's a famous quote
from Lance Armstrong.
Did you drink beer?
No,
it's semi-professional.
I'm pretty sure what Mahomes did was very professional.
This is a legitimate,
very professional.
This was a legitimate amateur competition.
High-level amateur competition of what Zach wasn't actually a part of.
Like the scorecards are like they aren't the club scorecards. Like they make them for the tournament.
But do you keep your own score?
You keep your partner's score.
You guys should have just colluded and gave yourself a hole in one on every course.
On every course.
Every course ever.
Every hole.
No.
But it was a round of nachos in here.
What bummed me out was the qualifying score cutoff was higher than what my target score was, what I thought it would be.
You wanted to break 80, and that would have got you to the game.
Had I broken 80, I would have been in. But luckily, my end of July is freed up, so we can take that trip to Vegas, guys.
Yeah. Working on that.
Yep. But, yeah. It was fun playing my first actual competition since junior golf. So,
if we go to Vegas, you take your clubs.
You didn't.
Are we flying Southwest? Or are you going to make us fly Allegiant?
Not if our current plan is we'll be flying American probably. Although we can fly whatever we want out of Dallas.
Well, if I'm flying out of Dallas, I'd have to fly back to Dallas. So,
good point.
Maybe I fly on JSX.
You didn't have your hand get eaten by an alligator, did you?
I didn't. I lost four balls, though.
Okay.
Or we all fly to Dallas for Big 12 Media Days, get a rental car, and then you do your thing and turn the rental car in when you're done.
If you want to pay for it?
I don't know. I don't.
I want to ride with Fitz in the back seat if we're doing a rental car.
Hey, quit touching me. Quit touching me. Hey. Zach! Girls is touching me.
Only if we can take the 1965 Mercedes that was used in The Hangover.
Oh, that was sweet.
It's going to be so hot. Can you imagine that entire drive from Los Angeles to Las Vegas through the desert in an open top convertible in the desert?
I can imagine it, except the desert part.
You have an open top car? That Audi is an open top? It's not an Audi, is it? It's a Volvo, right?
No, it's not.
Saab.
Saab. It's Northern Europe, Scandinavian.
Let's move on.
Next question comes from I Like Pickles Cat. What movie from age 0 through 12 do you think you viewed the most? This is an easy answer for me.
Go. I have no idea.
Space Jam.
Oh.
I think mine is Toy Story.
I say Elf because I watched it every year, and I'm not a big movie guy as is, so pretty basic answer.
Elf came out 20 years ago, didn't it?
Oh, well, don't ask me.
It's 2002, right? Are you looking this up, Fitz?
No.
Oh, you're looking up for your movie.
Okay, so if out of these three movies...
I just think it's crazy that you guys were legitimate toddlers when Elf came out.
Legitimate of the three movies, Toy Story, Space Jam, Elf. Those are three classics, right?
Look at us go.
I mean, which one has stood the test of time to all three. Like, which movie could you watch right now?
I think Elf gets discounted because it's a holiday movie.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas movies
to watch it.
Christmas movies, you're just not popping on in June. Like, hey, yep. I'm gonna watch Elf right now.
And I don't think Elf. Like, no offense, I don't think Elf is that funny. Like, there's some parts of it that are funny, but
I really want to curse at you right now, but I'm not.
I don't think Elf is that funny.
It's not that good of a movie.
I don't think it's that good. I really don't think it's that good.
I think it's got its moments.
It does.
Cole's theoretical question. There's been multiple Toy Stories. Does Space Jam have any sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, there was Space Jam 2.
Ignore me. Mute me.
We do.
With LeBron.
I never watched it, actually.
I never did either.
How was it your favorite movie? You didn't watch the next one.
It's not the sequel. It's like a spinoff.
See, okay. Like, I'm excited to go see Lightyear. I still haven't seen it yet. Regardless of what the critics say... So, what a niche reference there.
Yeah, it was.
That was very niche.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it regardless of what the critics say the movie.
Do you have an answer, Fitz?
Star Wars.
Okay.
I just had to look up the date.
Which one?
The first one. First one came out when
You mean the fourth one?
Yeah, exactly. The fourth one, A New Hope, which nobody ever called it that until they started releasing more. Star Wars came out 5 days before my 12th birthday.
Is that the one where he blows up the Death Star?
Yeah.
That's
way to ruin the ending.
That was the new one? The first one they blew up the Death Star?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's the whole plot. Yeah.
Did they build a second Death Star?
Talk to me, Obi-Wan. Talk to me.
I think they did, yeah. They built a bigger one.
I've only watched the first one. Like I keep saying, whenever I say I'm going to watch all the Star Wars, I watched the first one. There's the fourth one. And that's it.
I literally like just recently, like when I say recently, like a few years ago, found out that James Earl Jones was Darth Vader. Uh-huh. That's crazy to me. Did not know that.
I'm watching the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Oh, is
now,
it good?
And Darth's in it.
Really?
So it's kind of fun.
Huh. Very good.
That's what I use.
That's a terrible Darth Vader voice.
No, that was actually me just calling out my wife.
Sounds like Andy Reid. When he does press conferences, every four words he has
Would you make fun of the fat guys? Don't make fun of the fat guys.
Sorry.
It's hard to breathe when you're carrying around this much hotness.
Next question comes from I Like Pickles Cat, once again.
Man.
Pickles.
Gift cards.
We'll get to other people.
Gift cards on the first date. What? Yes or no? Okay, here.
What?
I'm going to throw this in here, too.
Cards on the first date.
I think what the premise of the question is, if you're on a first date, are you paying with a gift card or not?
And I'm going to throw in employee discounts just for the sake of conversation.
I feel attacked.
Oh, hold on. Like, I have a gift card.
Right.
To,
it's like, let's go to...
Do I use it?
Let's go to So Long.
No.
And
you said no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No way. A discount, it's different.
Is it?
Because I work here, and that's cool.
No, you're not. No, it's worse to go on a first date at a place you work at.
I think so, too.
That's terrible.
But what if she picked it? What if she goes, I'd like to go to Lucha or Saloon?
If she knows.
And you know she's hot because she listens to this podcast. And then you take her and go, you know I work here. I didn't.
I need to
I only
in.
Pay attention to the good bartenders.
I think it's bad if you are the one paying and you suggest the place and that you have a gift card to. But if they're like, hey, let's go to sponsor location or non-sponsor location. And I happen to have a gift card there. That's
no.
That's being frugal.
I am not using a gift card.
I agree with you. It's being frugal, and you don't want that look on a first date.
I am not using a gift card because guess what? If I go on a first date and say I worked, say this summer I decided to get a job and be the second best bartender at Taco Lucha.
Thank you.
Man.
And I had a gift card or I had an employee discount.
Good
and
job, Scooter. Way to be number one.
A lady friend wanted to go. No way.
Do you remember the times the sponsor of the other podcast would give us gift cards that would have hundreds of dollars on them?
Mm-hmm.
If So Long or Lucha did that for us, and you were like, here's Zach, here Cole, here Gills, here's a $600, $700, whatever, how much money is on this gift card, it doesn't matter. Go use it, whatever. Use it up. I don't care. If I tell somebody that I've got $1 billion on a gift card, that that's not embarrassing. That's baller.
No, it's not. Because if you were the one that suggests, hey, let's go to this place, and you just have to say, oh, yeah, I have
that's
a bunch of
discounts. It's like I have
here.
A tab, basically. I have an account. No. We have a button on the POS that says me.
Why did you call it a piece of
The point of sale.
Oh, that's different. That's totally different.
Okay, this is not hypothetical. This did happen with one of our old bartenders. His name was Alex. And the girl recommended that they went to Lucha for their first date, right?
Right.
And the server was a numbnuts and forgot to give Alex a discount. Because you always get it. Even with plus one, you always get it. And Alex did not say anything and paid full price.
Good.
When he is 1,000,000% entitled to that discount and he should have gotten it. So if I was Alex, Cole's going to hate me. I would have asked my server, hey, you forgot to give me that discount. I don't care if I look
stingy.
I see
both sides.
I think the discount is more embarrassing than the gift card.
No! Yes. No, the discount's less embarrassing than the gift card. The gift card makes it sound like grandma gave you this gift card. Now you're trying to get laid off of it.
If you have more money on the gift card than what the check is, use the gift card. But if you have like a $10 gift card, yeah, don't use the gift card. But if you have enough money on the gift card to cover the full price of the meal, I think tipping on a gift card is weird. But if you have the cash to give a tip, or you know, as long as the tip looks good and they know that you tipped well, that's what matters on the first
date. Okay, I'm going to throw this hat into the ring here because this is a totally different scenario. We're talking about the sponsors of our podcast, Taco Lucha and So Long Saloon.
Saloon.
And
we got to stop.
As much as we love both of those places, if you want to go on a very formal date, so sometimes like on a first date.
Like Popeyes?
No, not like Popeyes. I'm gonna use this example. Here you go. I think we can say because we don't have one in Manhattan. How about the Bristol or Capitol Grill or like a nice place, like a nice like. Fancy, you're going to spend
a fancy chain, is what you're saying?
Okay, well, you're going to spend $50 on one singular meal, so the bill is going to be probably like $150 if you get a drink. So, my question is this:
hang on, how much is it without the drink? Because I'm curious what you think a drink costs.
Well,
specific drinks are $15 to $20 at places.
Just
like
saying,
that.
Once you reach a certain threshold of money, it's going to be $150 with a drink. It's just like.
My point is this.
Look, they charge for water.
I just want to clarify something. With me, drink is like sheep. It's singular and plural. Okay? Go ahead. Okay.
So let me ask you this. If you have a $100 gift card to the Bristol and your bill is $160, you're using the gift card.
A couple points here.
One, this is a first date?
Right.
Yes.
One, I'm not taking a first date to the Bristol. Unless,
right.
Unless.
Okay, fair enough.
That's.
Unless I know she needs to know that I got some cash, you know, if that's an important part of this, like, but I'm not. I'm taking her someplace fun, like Lucha or So Long Saloon, otherwise known as Saloon.
I agree.
Then the second date, maybe we hit it off. I would say, hey, at that point, I'm telling her everything. I mean, if the first date goes well, I'm telling her everything. And I'll say, hey, I got a gift card to the Bristol. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah, it's a that's a second date or third, not even second or third. If you're spending more, if you're spending triple digits on a date, I think that once you're approaching that far up on a first date, I think that's wild.
Look, if you're spending triple digits on a date, you're going on the wrong kind of date.
What about a Royals game? Oh, Fitz, I just got that.
If you're gonna lay out a couple hundred bucks. Come on, man.
Never mind. Next question.
Do not wrap it up. Yeah. I like this.
The Royals game. I would not take a date to a Royals game because I don't want her to think she's entering in an abusive relationship.
Fair enough.
Which is what the Royals and I have.
Yeah.
Speaking of triple digits, that's how many games they'll be losing this season.
Oh, stop it.
Next question. Once again, comes from Pickles. I like Pickles. Cat.
Not that I can watch them.
Would you rather get all food free or never get fat no matter how much you ate?
Can we just take a second, remember? This was like probably a month after I started with you, Fitz, on the overtime, and there was a question about cake. And then you're like, Gills, what do you think? And I was like, Fitz, I think you should handle this. You weigh more than me. That was when I was like so shy and timid and just came out of left field.
Like one of the it was like one of the first or second ones we did.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
HR would like a word.
Okay. So
all food free or never get fat no matter how much you eat.
I want the second one. I don't want to ever get fat, but I already did. Because I would just eat the worst stuff. I love cheesecake. I love carrot cake. I'd have it at every meal. I'd eat so much chocolate, they'd call me Mr. Hershey. That sounded horrible. That really didn't come out at all like I intended it.
For these young guys, we can eat with our metabolism. No offense, Fitz, but I can eat a lot and not really gain anything.
No, I can't. I'm built different. Yeah, you are.
For now, I know it's going to change.
No, Mohol and I are beefy boys.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have that issue.
I don't trust you can because you eat so healthy by choice for other reasons that you're not taking in the kind of junk that we typically do.
True.
See, here's my thing with this. I'm a foodie, right? So I like to try different things. I like to eat different things.
Let's put it this way. You're a foodie of the lower class establishments.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So I would rather, honestly, I would rather be able to eat food, get everything free, because I do feel like I still have a drive to want to improve my physique. So no matter what.
Physique.
If anything, I would take that money that I was spending money on, like for food. So say I go to Capital Grill and say, okay, I'm going to get this dinner. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this. All right. Well, I'm going to use some of that money to invest in a personal trainer.
Mm.
So I feel like the investment of trying to reshape your body would be a greater investment than trying to spend money on the food.
Yeah, I view this the same way as Cole. You get all the food for free because you're going to eat. If you're trying to improve your body, you know, if you're trying not to get fat, you literally can eat anything and you don't have to worry about it. Like, you're not going to McDonald's for, you know, $2 for $3 McDoubles because they're cheap and filling. You know, like a McDouble is very delicious, but if a McDouble is free now, the value proposition of me eating that McDouble is a lot less than me going out and say, let's go to Longhorn or something and get a steak and some mashed potatoes, you know, whatever.
I can shop.
You can eat much better at a higher price point for free. And the way I think about this too is I went to the PGA Championship. I had an all-inclusive ticket for food and non-alcoholic drinks. So we got, you know, all our concessions free, snacks, whatever. You know, early on, you're trying to, you know, it's a point of I got to get my value right. Got to get my money, you know, my money's worth. I got to eat this many hot dogs, this many tacos, you know, whatever. And then, you know, at a certain point, you're like, wow, I feel really full. And like then the next day, you're like, all right, still want to get my money's worth. But it's like, you know, got to pace yourself. I feel like early on, you're going to be going all out for a little bit. But at a certain point, you're just like, all right, food is free now. This is the reality. Now I can eat healthy and eat what I want.
This is the problem with our society.
Here we go.
The cheapest food.
It's a long pause there.
The cheapest food is the most fattening food.
Yep.
And the most healthy food is the most expensive food. And people wonder why we have a health issues with, you know, people who are extremely, extremely obese, right? I mean, America's rate of obesity compared to the other countries in the world.
He's chopping, folks. He's chopping. He's using those hands to chop.
And he's staring right at Fitz directly in the eyes as he says this.
I am part of the problem, damn it.
I think we went south on getting fat with high fructose corn syrup instead of sugar.
Yeah.
That's natural sugar.
Cheaper, though.
Yep. Let's move on.
Okay. Sorry, Pickles. That was a nice one.
I'm hungry after that, Tom.
No, I'm starving.
Okay.
Get out of here.
The humans will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach?
Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The ads are done. Speak humans.
I don't know who this person is. I think they might be a first-time question asker. Their name is Riley Gates.
Oh, that jackass.
When eating out...
That's someone else. Oh, that jerkwad.
When eating out and paying for only yourself, where do you draw the line on a quote-unquote expensive meal? One that makes you grab the ticket and review it to see how you got to that number? Question mark.
20. Like if I'm going just like the Lucha Saloon and I eat by myself and I get over 20. Yeah, I'm not drinking because, you know, we've established that drinking is really expensive. Yeah, 20. But I've been door dashing more. Now that I work at home, I door dash a lot because I'm afraid to leave the house. You know, they just bring the food right to your house. Like, right up to the door.
Do you eat sunscreen, too? Are you scared of the sun?
Oh, my God.
Howie?
Sunscreen?
Look, I think these are the worst Uber Eats ads. These Uber Eats ads are the worst things ever. They turn me off. The guy eating tape? Yeah. Just grosses me out. I'm glad I went on the radio because that was not – that just came out.
Yeah. Oh, Fitz would have got dumped.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, anyhow, but, yeah, you can get there real fast. Because when I do Uber Eats, I try to order multiple meals. Like, we ordered Qdoba the other day, I think it was.
Whoa.
Did I get it right?
No.
Qdoba? What is it?
Qdoba.
Oh, screw them.
What's the place in Aggieville that makes burritos similar to Qdoba? How do you pronounce that one?
That's
is it Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Is it Chipotle?
Chipotle. Whatever. Anyhow, so I ordered like a burrito and got Becky a bowl and a quesadilla and some queso, and it was like $60-some with delivery and tip.
Sheesh.
And did I get sex? No.
I don't think that was.
I bought her queso.
Should have used the gift card.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to answer Riley's question and say, when paying only for yourself, $30. I'm going to take it a little bit up a little bit because you have to include the tip. And sometimes if you get,
I could do that Jack Stack because I'd have to get some onion rings because they're amazing, and then I'd want to upgrade my sides to the cheesy corn or potato bag or something, and then I'm gonna get like triple meat, and then I'll probably, if I'm on a date with Tim, who always scores, I'd probably get the carrot cake because the little carrot cake there is amazing. Oh, I gotta go.
Other than Lucha or the Saloon,
why are we talking about food on the podcast when we're all hungry when we start? No.
I don't go on us to restaurants ever by myself.
That's true.
Or any sort of bar. I only do like fast food by myself, you know?
I rarely go someplace by myself.
So I can't
Vegas,
answer this
I did.
Because I get a discount.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I don't go to sit-down restaurants. Like,
if you're splitting the bill, that's kind of where I'm attacking this angle.
Oh, but that's not the question. The question is, I guess he does say paying only for yourself.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I guess if you're like, yeah, your split is $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. Okay. If you're paying attention to what appetizers you order, and what drinks you order, and what food you order, it depends on the place. But yeah, $20 to $30 range, you're just like, yeah. It
depends on your company. If you are there for a long time, you enjoy who you're with, and you're paying for the experience. If you're just there to get food, you might have to pull out the old grandpa glasses look.
But I feel like if I'm out by myself, I don't think there's anything that really makes me look at the check because I rarely go and eat places like where you're like tipping and ordering from a menu and getting served on. Like, I feel like the Cheesecake Factory, like bar, is like the only place I've been in the last year multiple times.
Here we go with Cheesecake. Once
I love Cheesecake Factory, but like sitting at the bar, I do that by myself if I'm nearby and I'm just like, all right, eat at the Cheesecake Factory. You know, that's a $20 meal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too bad. It doesn't make me look at my ticket and be like, how did we get to this number? It's like, I'm at the Cheesecake Factory. I know what I'm doing.
There we go.
I don't know.
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Next question from Chris 66204.
We let someone else ask questions?
We let somebody else in.
Yep. Which is worse than Kansas? When it's hot as balls in the summer and you're dripping sweat immediately after stepping out of the AC, or when it's negative 19 in February with no snow, just bone withering cold that feels like ice needles in your lungs when you breathe?
The cold is worse.
100%.
No, the hot, I got to play devil's advocate.
Well, of course.
Worse.
That's ironic that you're.
That's ironic that you, the devil is saying like that you don't like the heat.
Huh.
Yeah.
So why is the cold better than the warmth?
Maybe I'm a little biased with my car that we talked about. Was that on the pot or not? But
I don't know.
No.
He has no air conditioning.
Yeah.
He's cheap.
He barely has wheels.
I always feel like you can give yourself some extra clothing to bundle up in the cold, but in the hot, you're just screwed. And there's nothing you can do.
No, that's not true. You can find the shade. You can find some water.
When you find the shade, like if you're like talking about like going outside, walking to your car, and your car's hot, your car's only going to be hot for a little bit.
Yeah, unless your car has no AC.
See, I think you're right. Hey, this is a bias.
That's a choice you made, Pioneer.
It's a biased you problem who buys Norwegian automobiles.
Swedish.
Whatever.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I would rather be dripping sweat than be cold.
I'll say this. I'm a heat over cold guy, but on Saturday while working in the yard, I think I had a minor heat stroke, even mm-hmm. though I was working in the shade. So
come on over to my team. We don't bite over here.
I don't want to be on your team. There's weird stuff going on.
I'm having chicken breast and broccoli.
Maybe my answer is skewed because, you know, I'm outside all the time for when I coach baseball. But like yesterday, between playing golf and then going to baseball practice for 3 hours, I was outside for 7 hours of the day. I would not be able to be outside for 7 hours of the day in the cold.
Valid.
That's not something I could be able to do. I can do it in the heat. So.
I would rather be sweaty and stay cool that way in the heat versus being bone-chillingly cold.
Bone-chilling.
Bone-chilling.
Oh, bone-chilling.
You guys probably think I'm frugal and would probably use a gift card on a first date, and I'm poor, and that's why I don't get my AC fixed. I've gotten it fixed, I think, 2 or 3 times, and it just keeps breaking, so I'm a smart man. I know when to stop.
Sounds like you need a new car.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Point A to point B. It's all that matters.
Mm.
Okay. Next question comes from Chris 66204 once again. If you were designing a Batman-style utility belt for yourself, what would it have? Minimum 3 items.
Phone charger.
That's brilliant, actually. I'm Batman. Damn it, my phone's dead. That's actually really good.
Snacks. I get very angry if I'm hungry.
Yeah, like chocolate dispenser.
Like right now.
Yeah, we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Fitz would have 5-hour energy.
I feel like I'd keep like golf equipment on mine. But then again, everything I need, I just keep in my pockets.
Zach's like extra tees, a small little pencil, that those weird pencils they give you at the golf course.
A flashlight. Yeah. It's probably Buffon from that comment.
Next question.
There's no good transition. There's no way you're leaving that in.
Oh, yeah, yep.
There's no good transition. From Chris 66204. Draft snakes in a snake draft.
Whoa, jeez.
3 rounds. Draft order is oldest to youngest.
What? I gotta draft.
So you go first. You're drafting snakes.
I'm taking the anaconda.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going straight up. Rainforest, what's the river? Amazon River. I shop with them all the time. And a giant snake. They're so big.
Did you ever watch the movie Anaconda?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah. Okay, I got Anaconda. Zach, you're up.
Wow. That's a really bizarre first pick, I think. I'm going with the Western Diamondback.
Because you've covered a football game on their home field. I get it.
Okay.
Sure.
Actually, it's Ryan.
Mm. He's looking up snakes.
I king cobra.
That's good.
Okay. We don't like regular cobras, only the kings.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to take the green. No, just kidding. The python. I'm going to take a python for my first pick. For my second pick, this is a very underrated. That's the word I'm looking for.
A sleeper pick.
This is a sleeper pick. Yeah, I'm going to take the boa constrictor.
Ooh. So that means I'm up.
Yes, it does.
Shouts out Worlds of Fun. Now we'll draft the Mamba.
Oh, that's where I was going.
It's like a fat one fits.
I am going to take another venomous snake native to Kansas. I'm going with the copperhead.
Fits? Last pick?
I don't know.
Is there a
last
reason?
Two picks. Pickles asked this, or Chris, whoever it was.
I don't think
it's Chris.
So.
I want to know. Do draft snakes in a snake draft. That's the joke. That's what we're doing it.
Oh.
Kills is not as entertained as I was.
Be better, Chris.
This sucks. Oh, I'm taking this. I'm going to take an Asian pipe snake just because it's funny. Because it has pipe and snake in it, Zach.
I'm going to have to struggle here. I'm looking at a picture of snakes here. A lot of these I've not heard of.
Hold on, do we? What are we doing?
Does anybody want to make a trade, actually? I don't want the Mamba anymore.
What do you want?
Well, I can't reveal that until I draft. Zach. I'll just drop them up to free agents.
Zach?
I think
we're getting there. I'm going to go with the water moccasin.
That's
a good pick.
This is my final one. I think that I've won this draft as it is.
Was I supposed to pick two?
You were supposed to pick did you pick only one?
I think so. But I picked kind of the generic viper. I got to come up with a viper. I don't know. This sucks. I don't know my snakes well enough. Okay, never mind. I'll take just a pit viper. Whatever.
Okay. Water moccasin for me.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Midnight?
You're up.
No, it's...
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Good.
I dropped the Mamba, and now I am going to take the Cobra and also the False Cobra. So my team is full of Cobras.
It's a cobra that looks like a cobra, but it isn't a cobra.
Yeah.
It was on the list.
Yeah. Thank you.
Saw it too.
This is the false podcast.
For the last pick of the 2022 snake draft.
Yeah, I'll be editing the crap out of this.
Cole Carmody has selected the Titan boba.
I don't know what that is.
The Titan boba is an extinct group of very large snakes that lived in what is now La Guajira in northeastern Colombia. They grew up to 12.8 meters, perhaps even as long as 14.3 meters long, and reached a weight of 1,135 kilograms. We're bringing that bad boy out of existence. Look how massive this snake used to be.
Your snake is massive.
Did anybody take cobra? Who took cobra?
I took all the cobras. Them.
You took all the cobras?
The cobra, the king cobra, the false cobra.
There's too many snakes on this plane.
On this podcast.
Yeah.
Is that the title of the
Too
many snakes on this podcast.
On this podcast. All right. Last question.
Good. Thank God this thing's too long.
All right. From I Like Pickles Cat. This is a very good question.
This is good.
I'm in the phase of creating an overtime listener's drinking game. Ideas so far involve when you hear dog collars jingle. We've gotten two so far. When an F-bomb gets missed in the post. Mm. And when Fitz goes out of his way to end a sentence with a preposition. What behavior of other crew members should be added?
I go out of my way to finish a sentence?
To not end your sentence.
To not end
a sentence with a preposition.
Actually, that's just a habit I've developed. I don't know.
I say a story about history from Cole should be added.
That's on
You're
there.
Not going to be blacked out, but you'll be buzzing for sure.
What else?
Anytime somebody asks a food-related question.
This is just the overtime?
Just the overtime.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so I think you got to take a drink whenever I use sound from The Simpsons. Or What's the horse cartoon that I use all the time?
BoJack.
BoJack. I use BoJack a lot. And I think you probably have to take a shot with a Brockmire. I stuck one of those in last week.
I think that another thing that should be added is when
Annie Hoodles.
Zach says, we can't talk about that.
You're going to cut that out, right?
We can't talk about that.
I don't know how much of that makes it, or makes it though.
If he ever says, you're going to cut that out, I didn't cut that out, and then you need to drink.
That's fair.
If we had a video podcast today when Cole was talking about America's obesity and the amount of times he pointed his arm forward.
I felt very targeted through the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say.
I'm going to close it with that. That's a good finish.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else.
That's it for the overtime. Hope you enjoyed it. Snakes on a Podcast. I like it. That's going to be the name.
Thank you for listening to the Power Cat Podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to our show at Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.